From the Illinois State Water Survey at the University of Illinois Prairie Research Institute, this is Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford. The second full week in May brought summer heat to the Midwest. Average temperatures this week range from the high 50s in northern Illinois to the low 70s in southern Illinois, between 2 and 8 degrees above normal. Significant early season heat late in the week was noteworthy, as temperatures reached into the low to mid 90s statewide. Combined with high humidity, heat index values approached the triple digits on Thursday. In fact, Thursday's high of 93 degrees broke the previous May 15th record at O'Hare Airport, set back in 1962. As is often the case, the late week heat also brought severe weather. Dozens of wind and hail reports came in on Thursday night from northern and central Illinois, including reports of 2-inch hail in Bureau County and Lake County, and 60 to 70 mile per hour wind gusts that caused tree and power line damage from Rock Island to Chicago. Thursday's storms did not bring a lot of rain to Illinois, but added to an active storm track in the southern half of the state. 7-day precipitation totals ranged from less than a quarter of an inch around the Quad Cities to over 2 inches in southeast Illinois. May has been quite wet in southern and south-central parts of the state, following a top-5 wettest April on record. Looking ahead, temperatures will again reach into the 80s and 90s on Friday, sparking another round of severe weather on Friday evening, this time in southern Illinois. Beyond that, we're going to see a quick transition into a cooler pattern that will last all of next week. Temperatures next weekend may struggle to get out of the 60s, making for what could be quite a nice Memorial Day weekend. Next week, we'll also continue our active storm track, bringing multiple rounds of rain and potential thunderstorms. Forecasted 7-day totals next week range from 1.5 inches in northeast Illinois to potentially up to 4 inches around the St. Louis area. The wetter weather is good news for folks in northern and central Illinois who have had a good spring field work weather so far. However, the wet and cool weather next week is not what the doctor ordered in south central Illinois, especially around the I-64 corridor. This is Illinois State Climatologist Trent Ford, wishing everyone a happy, healthy weekend.